Well, there's more good COVID-19 vaccine news tonight. The trials of the Oxford University vaccine candidate are stopping 70% of people from developing symptoms of the disease. But in some cases, it's been found to be more effective than that. The researchers say that where the first of two doses given to volunteers was half the usual amount, the effectiveness rose to as high as 90%. Well, the UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock spoke a short time ago.
And of course, this vaccine, this homegrown vaccine, is easier to administer as well than the Pfizer vaccine, because it doesn't need to be stored at minus 70. So having two vaccines that appear to have effectiveness done right in the 90% range is really, really good news.
The UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock speaking to Sky News UK. Well, as he was alluding to there, the news follows announcements last week by Pfizer and Moderna that their vaccines were proving 95% effective. The news is also accelerating plans for distribution within weeks. The UN Children's Fund UNICEF is deep in complex logistical preparations to get vaccines to the developing world. Germany and Britain say they may start administering shots in December, and Americans too are being told there could be a pre-Christmas rollout for them, though the Biden transition team is being denied information. So what about Australia? The Therapeutic Goods Administration says it's giving top priority to vaccine approval. Samantha Donovan has more.
It seems Operation Warp Speed may live up to its name. Dr. Moncef Slaoui is the chief science advisor for the Trump administration program. He expects US authorities will be ready to send out vaccines 24 hours after they've been approved.
Ship them to the sites that each state that are allocated a number, quantity of vaccine that's proportionate to their population will have the vaccines there the next day after approval. And hopefully people will start to be immunised, I would say within 48 hours from the approval.
Health workers and people at high risk are expected to be the first groups offered the vaccine in the United States. Dr. Slaoui told ABC News America he's concerned by polls showing as many as half of the population are reluctant to get the vaccine.
I think it's very unfortunate, because this has been exacerbated by the political context under which we have worked very hard with the companies and with, you know, the thousands of people that have been involved to make these vaccines available. The vaccines have been developed as thoroughly and as scientifically as ever. I've been doing this for more than 30 years. This vaccine development is not different than any other, except that we have gone at an incredible fast speed with incredible resources. We know that these vaccines are highly effective. They are as safe in the short term as any other vaccine that's already approved.
Dr. Slaoui was doing the rounds of the American Sunday morning political shows, trying to promote the good news about the vaccine. But he was repeatedly asked if he's had any contact with the Biden transition team. He told NBC's Meet the Press he hasn't.
I have been informed that I should not be saying anything that's confidential to anybody, including anybody that's not part of the administration, and therefore I'll act according to what the legal requirements are.
A spokesman for Australia's regulator, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, has told PM the COVID-19 vaccine applications are being treated with the greatest priority as part of the Health Department's response to the pandemic. And the TGA has agreed to accept rolling data to enable early evaluation of data as it comes to hand. But it'll only be in a position to make a decision once all the required data relating to safety, quality and efficacy has been assessed. And in Melbourne today, Monash University scientists have revealed research they say confirms people who've been affected with the COVID-19 virus are protected against reinfection for at least 8 months. They believe this is strong evidence vaccines against the virus will work for long periods. Professor Menno van Zelm.
So what we learn now from natural infection, we can hopefully translate towards vaccines. So we know that these measurements in cells will mean they're there. We can detect them early. So hopefully we can apply the same technology to those individuals that have been vaccinated to demonstrate that the vaccine leads to the same sort of immunity, so that we can infer that they will have lasting immunity as well.
Your study looked at results from only 25 patients, though. Is that a big enough group to come to this conclusion?
We think it is, and especially because in 11 of those we did another measurement, and to really demonstrate that over time these numbers remain stably present. In addition, they range in severity as well. We've had a few patients with very severe disease, as well as a lot of cases with mild disease, and they both show the same levels of cells. So I'm really hopeful that the vaccines provide similar sort of long-term immunity, and that will become our way out of this.
Associate Professor Menno van Zelm, Samantha Donovan with that report.